reasoning from emptiness to dependent arising. To me, it seems easier to understand emptiness by reason of the fact that persons and things are dependent arisings than it is to understand that an object has to be a dependent arising due to the fact that it is empty of inherent existence. But here are my thoughts. Within falsity, contradictions are completely feasible. For instance, a youthful person suddenly ages, or someone who is ignorant gradually turns into a scholar knowing much. In a world of inherently established, fixed entities, such radical change would not be feasible. If a tree were truly, fundamentally as it is in summer, with features like leaves and fruit, then circumstances could not affect it and cause it to lose those features in winter. If its beauty was self-instituted, it could not turn ugly due to circumstance. What is false can be all sorts of things, whereas what is true must be just as it is. When someone's word is not reliable, we say it is false. The fact that phenomena have a nature of falsity is what allows so much change, turning from good to bad and bad to good, developing and declining. Because persons and things are devoid of the trueness of being self-instituting, they are affected by conditions and are capable of transformation. Because youth is not an abiding truth, it can turn into old age. Because phenomena are false in this sense, they are ready to immediately change. Areas fill with people and then lose population. Countries at peace start fighting wars. Nations form and disappear. Good and bad, growth and decay, cyclic existence and nirvana, this way and that way. Change happens in so many ways. The fact that people and phenomena change indicates that they actually do not have their own individual status just as they are. They are not able to set themselves up. Because they are foundationless, they can transform. This is how cause and effect are feasible within an emptiness of inherent existence. If phenomena did exist in their own right, they could not depend on other factors. Without dependence on others, cause and effect are impossible. With cause and effect, unfavorable effects, such as pain, can be avoided by abandoning certain causes, like jealousy. And favorable effects, such as happiness, can be achieved by training in other causes, such as taking joy in others' success.